Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shai Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding on the double Parsha of Chukas and Balak. In the Parsha of Balak, we have the story of Bilam and his donkey, who is traveling on the road, and the donkey stops because he sees the Malach, which Bilam was not privy to see, and he takes out his stick and he hits the donkey three times. Says the Pasuk, Marmoka number 1, V'yomra Elov Malach Hashem Almahi Kisa Es Asayin Chazeh Shalosh Regalim. And we look at this pasuk and say, okay, it's a nice story what happened with Bilam and his donkey. He took out a stick and hit it three times, and the Malach gave him Musar. But the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim derives from here a very important din. The Rambam is in Maramoka number 2. It's in Meir Nevuchim Gimel Yud Zayin, that we learn out from this story with the Malach, the donkey, and Bilam, the din of Tzar Balei Chayim. There's no clear pasuk in the Torah that says, also the Tzar Es HaBalei Chay. So the Rishonim and some of the Achronim work very hard to try to find Makairas, derivations of this din in the Torah. And the Rambam finds it in Mor Nevuchim in this week's Parsha. Says the Rambam, V'umnam umram tzar balechaim de'araisa, ma'amorai alma hikisa es asaincha, v'hu aderech ha'ashlama lanu, sheloi nilman midas ha'achzariyos. We should not learn the characteristic of being wicked. Don't cause pain that's unnecessary. Go towards the path of compassion, towards the path of empathy. Except if there is a need. So the Rambam learns out from this week's Parsha, from Bilam and his donkey and the Malach, the din of Tzar Balei Chayim, and this is a din de Araisa. If you look at the Chinuch in Taf Kuf Nun, Marmoka number 2, he also has a derivation that Tzar Balei Chayim is the Araisa, but he has it from a different mitzvah in the Torah. We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah not to plow two animals that are different species together. Says the Chinuch, that's also because of Tzar Balei Chayim. V'oimer ki tame mitzvah zu, inyan Tzar Balei Chayim shu osa min ha-Torah. Animals have anguish, they have pain, they have suffering. Lishkan im she'ena minan, to be with other species that are not their own. And certainly to compel one species and another species to do work together, it causes those species daga, pain and anguish, and therefore it is forbidden. So we have two derivations in the Rambam and Meir Nevuchim and the Chinuch in Taf Kuf Nun, where we know the din of Tzar Balei Chayim being the Araisa. Is it from Bilam and a donkey, or is it from Ein Lasais Melacha B'Shtei Behemais? And the truth is, there are many, many, many other Rishonim and Achronim who find derivations to the din of Tzar Balei Chayim being the Araisa. I think Rav Asher Weiss at Minchas Asher has maybe 8 or even 10 different sources in the Rishonim and Achronim, but we're not going to focus on those. We're going to focus on these two reasons. It's interesting, though, that both the Fidei Rambam and the Fidei Chinuch, it's not a clear pasuk that tells you Ein Letzar Es HaBal Chai. They just see in stories in the Torah or in mitzvahs in the Torah this concept. And the Radvaz in Maramaka number 4, in Shuva Elef Tuf Kuf Mem Dalad, actually makes this observation. And I think the Achronim explain the Radvaz with the concept of Rotzein HaTorah. Sometimes the Torah tells us certain things that they desire us to do. The Torah wants us to do this din, but it's not a mitzvah asay, and it's also not a mitzvah lois asay. And that's actually what the Radvaz says. Kosha kench yidcha tzar bali chayim afilu shu min haTorah. It is the Araisa. Well, is it an asay or a lois asay? Says the Radvaz, it's neither. Shara ein baylav v'lo yasay. So we have this concept, you can have dinim de araisa, that are full-fledged de araisas, but they're not a positive mitzvah, and not a negative mitzvah. They're what we'll call a ratzon or din hatayra. So that's just an important hagdara, when we have certain concepts that kind of fall out of our classic binary understanding of asay and leis asay. There's a third category that is de araisa, but it's ratzon hatayra, the desire or the derech hatayra. Agav Urcha, it is important to point out that the Goin in Maramaka number 5, in Chesh Mishpat Reish Ayin Beis Yud Aleph, does bring a raya from a Rambam in Yana Chazaka, that in fact Tzar Balei Chayim is only Dirabonan, Mishlom Deloit Darish Tachas Masai, V'chein Roibitz V'chule, V'ze Osa Shapir, Mashma Desfirle, the Tzar Balei Chayim Lav De Araisa. But there's a lot of issues with this Goin. He himself raises issues later on that other Rambams say differently. But just to point out for clarity, there is possibly an approach in the Gedolei HaAchronim and maybe even in the Rishonim that Tzar Bala Chaim is only Derabbanan, but we'll go with the normative approach that it is in fact a din de'araisa, maybe not a lav or an asay, but it is a din de'araisa. If you look at the Lishonis of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and the Chinuch in Tavkuf Nun, we see two different yesoides or nekudos or ha'aras when it comes to the gedder of Tzar Bala Chaim. And to say the Chakira very simply, is Tzar Bala Chaim in classic yeshiva sprach machmas the gavra or machmas the chefza? Is it machmas the gavra? The person should not cause pain to animals, as the Rambam says, because if he does, he creates in himself the midah of achzorius, the midah of wickedness. So the Torah doesn't want us to act in a wicked fashion because that affects our neshama. Or maybe it's mitzad the chefza of the behema, that Tzar Bala Chaim is fundamentally a din, that we don't want animals to suffer. Not because I, the gavra, shouldn't cause suffering, but rather that the behema itself should not undergo suffering. And that's really mashma in the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam says, V'hu al derech hashlam al onor sheloi nilmad midas hachzarios. That's the yesod, not to become a wicked person. But the Chinuch doesn't focus on the person, he focuses on the animal, on the gavra. Inyan Tzar Bala Chaim sheyesh the minya habehemas velo eifos daga gedoila. They have uncomfort, they have anguish, they have pain, and therefore we are tasked with refraining from causing that. And I think with this chakira, is it mitzah the gavra or the chefza, we can go through at least four nafkaminas, four machlekesim in the achronim, and explain it along this chakira, this fulcrum of Achzarias or Tzar HaBal Chai itself. First is the machlekes between the Marsham in Chelek Gilmo Shin Samach Dalet and the Chasim Sefer in Chelek Vav in Chaf Dalet, Marmakam 6 and 7. Is there an Isser of Amir La'akam by Tzar Bala Chai? If you tell a goy, go hurt this animal for no reason, go take this stick and give a pech, give a wound, give a damaging act to this animal, is that Usser or is that Mutter? Says the Marsham in Marmaka number 6, the Ayidei Akum Shari Afilu in Tzar Bala Chaim De'araisa. No problem. Says the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand that approach of the Marsham. How could it be? Sof kol sof, the animal is going to be in pain. So what does it matter if a Yid does it or a Goy does it? Masha Enkim Bechasimas Pipara Shatam Yishum Tzar Bala Chaim Mechain Sirus Im Kain. Im Yomer Lagoy Lachsim Oilisarsa Hareha Bala Chaim Et Starak upon him. He has pain. Who cares if you did it, the Goy did it? So one machlekes, is it mutter or aser ayidei akam? Says the Marsham, it's going to be mutter. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's going to be aser. Lechayra, you see in the Lishonis, it's tali in this shayla. If the iser is mitzadi achzorius hagavra, the wickedness of the person, he shouldn't do wicked acts. So says the Marsham, if he's not doing it, a goy is doing it. So he is absolved of doing any act of wickedness, any act of cruelty, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But you look at the Chasam Sofer, and he says this often, art very clearly, Harei habal chai mitzar al kopanim. The behema has pain. What does it matter if it's you, if it's a guy? If the behema is having pain, it's going to be usser. Very clear, is tzar bal chai mitzar hagavra, which is going to be the marsham, or mitzar the chefta of the behema, the Chasam Sofer. Another shayla. What's going to be if you do Tzar Bala Chaim in an oifen of Enemiskayim, where I'm not doing the act for the purpose of causing pain, I'm doing the act for a purposeful reason, but incidentally, I will also cause pain. That's also Amachlekes the Prima Gadim and the Das Kedoshim in 8 and 9. Says the Prima Kadim, the Yesh Leimar, Kevan she'en onemiskavlin lekach shari, because it's an enemiskavin, that's not my intention, I'm doing it, let's say, to pluck the hairs out from under the neck of a cow, that's the case over there, under the neck of a chicken, memela, it's going to be mutter, because it's enemiskavin. I'm really not doing an act of tzar bala chaim, I'm doing an act of removing the hair. Says the Das Kedoshim, what's the difference? Akaponim, the animal's going to have pain. Shekevan shatzar shabal chai yedu alonu, v'hu begedre psik reisha, harei hu ze osa midiraisa, av she'en miskavin etzar. Another machlekes the Prima Gadim and the Das Kedoshim. I think it's the same nekuda. If you learn that it's mitzad the achzorius hagavra, I shouldn't do a wicked act. But if that's not what I'm doing, I'm really doing a purposeful act. And incidentally, something else arises, it's very misaber to say, like the Prima Gadam says, it's mutter. Because you can't just go do an act that's an act of wickedness. This is not an act of wickedness. It's an act of purpose that incidentally has wickedness implicit in it. Says the Dat Kadeshim, that's a very lamdish chakira, if you're a big lamdin. But we're looking at the animal. This poor Bessie is suffering. This poor chicken is suffering. What does it matter if you can clear in a miskavin, a psikresha, Reb Chaim, Reb Chana, and all the achrainim? Sof kol sof, the animal suffering. Don't be such an eiber lamdin. The din is, it's going to be aser. The same chakira. Mitzad the midais, it's going to be mutter. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not conflagrating bad midais. But mitzad the animal sof kol sof suffering, and therefore says the Dat Kadeshim, it's going to be aser. Another nafkamina, Mar Makom 10 and 11. A machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Reb Moshe Feinstein and Dibros Moshe. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is in Tzar Balei Chaim Vav, which is in the last chelik of Shulchan Aruch Harav. What if you see an animal suffering, but you didn't cause the suffering? Are we tasked with helping the animal now that is suffering? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, absolutely. Even if you see an animal suffering on the side of the road, it's not your animal, you didn't cause it to get hurt, but it is suffering, you must go out of your way to go help that animal. Says Reb Moshe and Dibros Moshe, but Metzia Lamed Aleph, Marmaka number 11, I disagree. It's not true. You're only usher from causing proactive pain to an animal. But if an animal happens to be suffering, not because of your action, you are absolutely potter and exempt from doing anything to stop the suffering of that animal. Raksh Oster Lasois Maise Litzara. Avak Shiesh Lahem Tsar Ubiyada Odom Lahasir Mehem Tsarum, Einoi Mechuyav, Kedachasinon Meha, Sheinu Mechuyav Nazoin, Behema, Sheinu Shaloi. You don't have to feed an animal that's not yours. Bishal Hefker, you see an animal that lives in the forest and is hungry. You don't have an obligation to go feed that animal. Says Reb Moshe, because Tzar Bal Chaim is to do an act that causes pain. But seeing pain of an animal, you are not obligated to jump in and take responsibility. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, not like that. The same exact Shaila. If the Yisoid of Tzar Bal Chaim of the Din is, animals should not be in pain, the Chefts of Behemah should not suffer, it doesn't matter if you did it or somebody else did it or it happened by itself. Sof kol sof, the animal is suffering. Sof kol sof, you have to make sure the animal does not suffer. But, says Reb Moshe, which he says, lahedi inside, the whole yisoid of Tzar Bal Chaim is not to become an achzer, not to inculcate and incorporate in yourself the midah, the characteristic of being a wicked person. So as long as I'm not going to do a wicked act, I don't do anything wrong. There's nothing wicked about not driving into the forest to go feed all the animals that are hungry. I'm doing my own thing. I'm not doing an act of rishus. I'm not doing a positive, proactive action of causing an animal to suffer. And therefore, says Reb Moshe, it's going to be mutter. Okay, there's one more shayla that's not quite cheshbon d'ois, but we'll bring it outside just to let the oilam think a little bit about this inyan. And that's brought in the sefer, Tzar Bal Chaim LaHalacha. Wonderful title. Dalet Gimel, you can imagine what the sefer is written about. And Marmoka number 12. He brings from the Chazayin Ish a very interesting shayla. What's going to be if you see an animal, you're talking about a fly. A fly is suffering. Let's say it got caught on half the trap. It's still half alive and half dead. And the animal is quivering in its death throes. Are you obligated to take something now and put the animal out of its misery, to use the vernacular? Says the Chazayin Ish, he told his family member, yes, if you see a fly that's suffering, you should do something right now to end its life so it shouldn't suffer more. But if you look at that sefer, Tzar Bal Chaim Kalacha, he wants to know, maybe that's only true by a very small animal, like a fly or a bug. But a big Bal Chai, he says, maybe not. Kevan shemaisa hariga shayitzer chai, ma'otsu be'ene abriya. So to go take a shotgun and blow the brains out of the animal that's dying, maybe that's an act of achzarius, even though your goal is to make it suffer less. V'nira be'eneim kachzarius kach nira l'nis da'ayti v'yesh la'ayin b'zeh. I think this is the same shayla. How do we touch up the action of somebody doing a act that is objectively painful, objectively cruel, killing an animal, but the intention is to put it out of its suffering? So if you learn Tzar Balei Chaim is mitzad the cheftza of the animal to prevent it from suffering, I think it's pashut, that it doesn't matter if it's a fly or it's a donkey or it's a horse. I'm going to cause the animal less suffering by killing it than by letting it quiver for hours and hours and hours. I think there's no shaila on the tzad that it's the characteristics, but on the tzad of the suffering of the animal, it's for sure going to be mutter to put the animal out of its misery because I'm causing less suffering by killing it sooner. But if you learn the pshat is inculcating and incorporating and becoming an achzer, so it could be taking a gun and blowing out the animal's brains, even though the goal is to have it suffer less, but could be that act itself can create in a person a midah of achzarius, a midah of evil, a midah of taking animals and putting them down. It could be the fidat sad that it's mitzad the gavra, it still might be aser. So the chazer very quickly, where the chakira is mitzad the gavra or the cheftza, the person shouldn't become wicked or the animal shouldn't suffer. We get four nafkaminas, one ayade akam, two enemis kavein, three if you didn't do the action happen by itself, and four the shaila of putting animals out of their misery. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.